more resilient than most people predicted.
That's Chancellor Jeremy Hunt insisting that despite a 0.3% contraction in GDP, we're turning a corner. But Labour's Rachel Reeves thinks it leaves a Tory pledge in tatters.
Rishi Sunak claims that he has a plan, but the plan is not working.
The numbers could still be revised. There's pressure from tax experts on the Bank of England to lower the cost of borrowing now inflation's more manageable. The mother of murdered trans teenager Brianna Giles revealed she's been talking to Molly Russell's dad. She's the 14-year-old who took her own life after being exposed to masses of suicide, depression and anxiety content online. It's emerged one of the children who murdered Brianna in a park near Warrington last year watched torture and murder videos on the web. Esther Giles is campaigning for mobile and tech companies to take more responsibility for keeping children safe.
So I'm in contact with Ian Russell, and I'm really hoping to work alongside him to try to push for a change, because I think the more people that are together, the louder our voice, and I think that's really important.
A new report found there's a deep-rooted culture of bullying and harassment in England's ambulance trusts. It's recommending making it easier for whistleblowers to come forward. A four-month-old baby has died following a head-on collision between a van and a taxi in Leeds. The crash happened on the Horseforth Road on Monday evening. Israeli forces have stormed a hospital in southern Gaza. They claim the facility in Khan Yunis was being used by Hamas. And in sport, Paris Saint-Germain forward Kylian Mbappe has told the club he'll leave them this summer. He's been heavily linked with a move to Spanish giants Real Madrid. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
Thanks, Ruth.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, this evening and tonight, rain will move in and it'll be heavy at times and will drift away towards dawn, allowing for clearer spells to develop. Friday morning, it should be largely dry with partly cloudy skies. The afternoon, patches of thicker cloud will form, and with that, of course, comes the chance of a few isolated showers, but it will be mild with highs of 13.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
I don't know why. It's a beautiful day. It is a light day out there. It's you're in the studio and there's still light out there. What's going on? Hello,
it is
Michelle.
A beautiful day.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Again,
good.
Well, I only asked you a few minutes ago, to be fair, didn't I? So, Michelle. Yes, if you've just joined us, yes, it's Thursday. So, Michelle Spencer, our wellbeing coach / guru, is in, a yoga coach as well, in the studio to talk about, again, can you remind us again what you've got to talk about?
But I want to talk about our song.
Oh, go on then.
I've got a segue. Come on, Joe. I planned all this.
Okay.
So, you know our theme song. I love it. I love our theme song.
And that one.
Yeah. So, I always played it before my yoga classes as kind of like the countdown song so that people know it's a 3-minute, 15-second warning for, that's how long the song is, for class starting.
Right.
And it's funny because people are like bopping along. And the other day I said to them, I said, oh, I love this song, but it's total sarcasm. And they're like, what do you mean? I go, well, actually, if you listen to the lyrics, it's all about how happy he is about breaking up with this girl. And he's quite happy she's left him and he's having a great time and he's going to buy you a drink.
Ah.
And I've got this couple that come. The gentleman looks over at his partner. Catch out of my eye, she punches him. So I love it. So that's what I wanted to, that's my segue into language, actually. Look at you.
I've turned him off now.
No, that's right. That's right. But it is about language. And I wanted to talk about this buzzword that's coming up, somatic, a lot lately. I don't know. Have you seen this word popping up lately? Somatic
no.
Exercise, somatic
oh,
yoga.
Yes. You said something about that last week.
Yeah. So let's talk about that a bit. Because I think it's all over the place. And so did you know that over 17 million UK residents are members of a fitness center or a gym?
Mm-hmm.
And that's recent statistics. And that in the global, in 2021, the global fitness app market was valued at over $2.8 billion.
That's huge.
And that's meant to go up by 2027. They're predicting somewhere over $14 billion.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And so with that whole,
how much of a chunk do you get?
So that's it. Lately in the apps and advertising, I've been seeing a lot of, try this somatic exercise, and particularly aimed at midlife women. Obviously I'm one, and you know the internet's always watching. And I've been getting lots of, try this somatic yoga exercise to lose weight, try this somatic exercise yoga class to get your anyways, Joe's messing me around here. So, but it's all about somatic, the word somatic coming up a lot. And I just wanted to talk a bit about that just because I know a lot of people out there are going, what does this somatic mean? And I know a lot of people go, it can help me lose weight, especially if I'm my midlife. So let's talk what somatic means. And somatic just simply means it's that ability to access more information about the way you hold on to your experiences in your body. And in fact, in yoga, we already do that. So we bring a lot of mindfulness into yoga. So I always think calling something somatic yoga is actually quite redundant, because with yoga and the more you practice, you become more in tune to your body. That idea of, where am I holding my tightness? Where am I holding my tension? How do things feel? All that kind of stuff. Yeah. So I just wanted to talk a bit about that. And then somatic exercises, for example, are meant to help you notice like a physical response brought on by some traumatic experience. So for example, like PTSD, and often this kind of issue presents itself as digestive issues, tight hips, back, or a sore throat, or other, obviously, things that we need to maybe seek counseling for. So I think like a somatic yoga app,
right,
if you're experiencing PTSD, somatic yoga is not going to really cut it for you. I think there's a little bit more. So I'm just trying to dispel this myth. And I know there's probably people out there listening going, no, but it's a bit more. It's a bit more. And I do get that it is a bit more. And like I said, with the yoga side of it, you're already bringing that awareness into it. So for example, if you're working, say today, and you've been at the desk all day, you might notice that your shoulders are tight, or you're starting to feel pulled, or your hips are really tight. And so it's bringing that awareness. And as a yoga practitioner, you would realize that. So then you would go out there and do your yoga moves accordingly, right?
Sure,
so you practice how you feel is the idea. Whereas somatic exercise would be like physical therapy, but more in the sense that, like I said, if it's PTSD, there's more involved in it, and that yoga is not going to really sort that for you.
Gotcha.
So you're wondering, did it work? Oh, yeah. So I'm just rambling on. Sorry, Jay. I feel like I'm rambling on.
No.
So does somatic exercise actually work? And there is very limited evidence that shows that on its own it actually does work. So obviously with any increase in exercise or movement, we always see benefits such as reduced in back pain, increased mood, increase in energy, increase in mindfulness and reduced anxiety. And you'll see an increase in emotional and physical awareness as well. And I mean, everywhere, we're always encouraging movement, and it doesn't have to be yoga. Movement can be in any form, right? You can do chair yoga, for example, right?
Yeah, we did some of that.
Yeah, that's it. And I go every fortnight, I go out and do chair yoga in a retirement home. And the whole point is to get them moving so that it increases their, there's nothing crazy hard. We're not standing on headstands, although I do have some hardcore yogis in there.
Yeah.
So I did try out an app that did claim to help midlife women to lose weight through somatic exercise. And you know me, I teach yoga. So I entered everything correctly and said, actually, I'm quite active. And the exercise that they gave me, I was like, there's no way you would lose weight doing this. Yeah. So I would just say, be careful. Buyer beware of what you're purchasing.
Yeah,
in
see
these
a professional,
apps.
Really.
Yeah, that's it. And perhaps even go to a few classes. And I think there's more benefits in going to a class because it's that community and it's the mental health side of it as well. And also, there's a person in the room, if you've never done yoga or Pilates, there's a person in their room there to correct you to make sure you don't injure yourself. But yeah, any questions for me, Joe? That was quick. I didn't even do any exercises.
No. Well, that's, do you know what? Sometimes, rather than exercises, just understanding these things, because there's a lot of so-called quick fixes out there for all of us, right? We've all done some of the quick fixes, whether it's cabbage soup or anything like what you were talking about. Do you know what I mean? So I think it is nice to actually hear from a professional. About, you know, what it's all about and what we should look out for and be careful about. So I think that's really important. And to say, like, coming to your classes, you'd know. So I've got a bit of a I've got a dodgy disc, essentially. So I would come to you and say, look, do you know how I could deal with this? And be in the classes, and you would be more open to actually, because it's a one-on-one then as well, be able to tell me what's what, right?
And that's it. And you know, actually, now that you mentioned that, that app, the interview bit portion of it, never even asked me if I had injuries or anything like that. So that is something to be very aware of. And then once you get into it, you could just pick and choose what you wanted. So once, even though I was picking harder activities, but I was like, oh, I'm just going to try this. And I was like, actually, if you've never done yoga or you've never done Pilates, and you just, because I've seen people in my class, they always go for the hardest thing. And I would say, that's not what yoga is about. And and you could easily injure yourself. So it is, I just think, buyer beware. So be very careful if you're out there and you're looking for that quick fix, and you're seeing that word somatic out there is out there a lot. And all it just means is that mindful awareness of what's going on in your body.
And you just have to be aware of what's going on around you with all these apps and everything else, like you say, the quick fixes. So yes, so go to a proper yoga class. So where can we find you, Michelle?
Well, do you want my yoga classes?
Not all of them, I've only got 40 minutes left of the show.
Two gyms here in Brentwood. I'm either, you can find me at the Better Gym at the Baytree Center, or you can find me at Anytime Fitness in Brentwood, or you can find me at Fair Kites in Hornchurch.
And of course, there's always a link on the phoenixfm.com website. We put them down in episodes. I think we're in the 30s now, so this will be the 31st. I know. For a whole, what, since May you've been coming in to see
tell
me?
You, party in May. We're party going to do a party.
We do. We are. Yes, we should. Bring one of your yogis in as well, maybe, and we can, you know, all have mindfulness together for the whole show. It'd be really good fun, Michelle.
It'd be good fun.
Yeah. Well, listen, Michelle, thanks for that as always. But look, I'm going to play out Michael Bublé then. Yeah. Do you want that one? Come on, Michelle. I'll say, as always, thank you, Michelle. See you next week.
Bye. I don't know why you think that you could help me when you couldn't get by yourself. And I don't know who would ever want to tell the seam of someone's dream. Baby, it's fine. You said that we should just be friends. Well, I came up with that line, and I'm sure that it's for the best. If you ever change your mind, don't hold your breath. Look, you may not believe that, baby, I'm said goodbye, my whole world shined. Hey, it's a beautiful day, and I can't stop myself from smiling. If I'm drinking, then I'm buying, and I know there's no denying. It's a beautiful day, the sun is up, the music's playing. It's my turn to fly, so girls get in line, cause I'm easy, you know, playing this guy like a fool. Cause now I'm alright, you might have had me caged before, but not tonight. And you may not believe that, baby, it's a beautiful day, and I can't
So Michelle will be back next week. But now, let's have a listen to the Double Bubble Guesty intro again. They'll both be played out right at the end of the show.
Guess the intro.
Do you know what they are? I think you might. Anyway, let's have a listen, see what's going on with events, shall we?
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Right, on Monday the 19th, Travels in Argentina. Well, not literally. It's at the Chantry Centre. Chantry, Ray. I've not got my glasses on. Billericay. The screen's further away than I thought it was. Right, it's a talk by Dr. Richard Rolfe, a chairman of BCCS Chelmsford branch, hosted by Billericay's Horticultural Society. It's between 8 and 10 p.m. £3. Visitors more than welcome. Refreshments available. And for more details, phoenixfm.com. Go to the events page and it'll be right in front of you. So that's Monday the 19th of February. Travels in Argentina in Billericay.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And as I've been saying all day, it's National or International Singles Awareness Day. So our Shake It Off session can come on any time. When you hear Taylor Swift, it will be Beyonce Single Ladies. But now, here's the ads.
TV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Right, welcome back to Phoenix FM. We're going to travel just a little bit earlier today because a couple of things have just come in, so I'm going to update you now.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So on the M25 clockwise, now the delays following an earlier breakdown between Junction 26, the A121, and Junction 27, M11, it is getting really, really sticky all around that area as well. Further afield still, the 406 is blocked northbound between A12 and A13 due to the accident. Severe delays on the approach and in Ilford and in Barking. Really do keep an eye on that. Now over in Wickford, Golden Jubilee Way, Netherden Road, slow moving traffic between the Netherden Interchange and London Road. A130 southbound, slow approaching the Fair Glen Interchange. Billericay, slow moving, really slow moving actually traffic on the High Street between Sun Street and Western Road. Norsey Road and in word, we have got slow traffic on Ongar Road, Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road towards the High Street at Wilson's Corner. Over in Chelmsford, slow traffic still on the new London Road between Rittle Road and Parkway. And it's still the same original traffic as well in Colchester, including slow traffic on Ipswich Road, southbound towards Cowdrey Avenue. South End, slow traffic on the Westbourne Grove, southbound between Prince Avenue and Fairfax Drive. And coming back from Kent into Essex, you're looking already about a 40 minutes travel time there. And that's it for the travel updates from me. There'll be more, actually, tomorrow.
Just be like a thing you should've put a ring on it.
Coming up, we've got another brilliant one from our A-list, one that we're loving here on Phoenix FM. Noah Kahan's coming up in a second. But before that, we've got indie pop band that are producing absolute bangers. Love this band, Supersaurus with Let You Down.
As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. And memories or something, even smoking weed is not replaced. And I am terrified of weather, cause I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. So I thought that if I piled something good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. No, I am no longer
me funny, cause I miss the way you laugh. You once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love her mom, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some virgin to you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. The sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed, and it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm
just before the ads, I'm going to give you a last chance to listen to our double bubble today, yes, of Guess the Intros.
Guess the Intro.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
When there's no
a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier.
Thanks, as always, for listening in and keeping me company. Cheers for your requests, and I hope you have a brilliant night, no matter what you are doing. I will see you back here. Same time tomorrow. I'll be early. I will try to be as well. Stick around for Darren, and I'm going to leave you with the Double Bubble Guess the Intro, which was Aretha Franklin and Eurythmics. Yes, sisters are doing it for themselves. And, of course, Absolute Beginners and David Bowie. Have a brilliant night. Bye.
to offer. There's nothing much to take. I'm an absolute beginner. But I'm absolutely sane. As long as we're together, the rest can go to hell. I absolutely love you. But the absolute begins.
Something to make us better, like a minute.
million diamonds and pearls, would they matter? We've been looking everywhere for something that makes us happy, but it's always been right here where you and me have everything we need.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News. From the sky.